Ladies and gentlemen, we proudly present the BlackBerry Z10 and the BlackBerry Q10.
Two brand new devices and perhaps a fresh start for a company that has seen its global market share plummet from 20% 3 years ago to just over 3% today. For BlackBerry CEO Thorsten Heinz, it's another chance to remake a faded brand.
We have definitely been on a journey of transformation. A journey to not only transform our business and our brand, but one which I truly believe will transform mobile communications into true mobile computing.
The company promises the same high level of network security the BlackBerry is known for, along with a fast new browser, a more intuitive operating system, and a revamped library featuring more than 70,000 apps. The Z10 looks much like the touchscreen phones popularized by its rivals, but the Q10 maintains the QWERTY keyboard that has become BlackBerry's trademark. Besides the technical and cosmetic updates, Heinz says the company will no longer be called RIM or Research in Motion.
Our customers use the BlackBerry. Our employees work for BlackBerry. And our shareholders are owners of BlackBerry. From today on, we are BlackBerry everywhere in the world.
Shareholders will be watching if customers adopt the new devices. The company's stock has dropped as much as 90% in the last 4 years as it lost ground to competitors. But company shares have doubled in the last 4 months as anticipation grew for the new models. Analysts say the new devices could make or break a company that many credit for starting the technological revolution in smartphones. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.